The Hollywood Bet Sharks are back in Vodacom United Rugby Championship action this weekend against Zebre Palma on Saturday. The Sharks currently fourth on the table. Zebre, they're all the way down second bottom going into the clash at Hollywood Bet's Kings Park. It's going to be another important game for the Sharks. And they could have Junior Player of the Year, Jorenzo Julius, in their ranks. The Boogeyman has been in fantastic form and fitted seamlessly into professional rugby. And Julius credits Springbok legend Lukanya for a lot of his growth.
He's happy to share some tricks he has, and I'm grateful for that. You know, I think our relationship through that grew a bit stronger. Him seeing I want to learn and him helping me where I actually need help or ask him about it. So, yeah, he's been important as well because, you know, at some point he was the best center in the world, you know, and I can just do as much as take as much from him.
So the Sharks kick off at 2:45 on Saturday afternoon. Sticking with rugby news now, Georgia's head coach Richard Cockerill believes that his team should play Wales to determine who would be the sixth team in next year's Six Nations. The Welsh couldn't win a single match in the competition for the second year running this year, and Cockerill believes that his team is good enough to play at Europe's highest level after clinching the Rugby Europe Championship title for the eighth consecutive year this year. Georgia also managed to beat Wales in Cardiff back in 2022. Then finishing with some cricket news, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins are back in action after their One Day Cup triumph this past weekend. They take on North West in a four-day series clash starting at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium tomorrow. Keshav Maharaj is back in the squad and will lead the team in that four-day game. And coach Quinton Friend says that the team's still highly motivated to win a second trophy.
One thing at this level is you've got to be adaptable. And I think the players, you know, they understand exactly what needs to be done. And to be honest with you, I think the drive is there, you know, to wanting to win this trophy as well. You know, and at the end of the day, we can just focus on that come Thursday, take it game by game, day by day, and see, you know, where things pan out. But I can promise you now that the guys are driven to do well in this competition as well.
Up the road in Pietermaritzburg, the ACDC Express Tuskers take on Eastern Cape Inyati in their final match in the Division 2 four-day series. The winner of that one will qualify for the final of the four-day series, and the Tuskers looking to add a third trophy to their cabinet for the season. That's all from me for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.